Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
It's been a while, but it's time to go back to some football history rewind, and we're going to go to the 1926 season in the college game. Some exciting teams indeed, a little bit of controversy, and a big game at the end in the Rose Bowl. It's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we are in our football history rewind part number 58. And we are in the 1926 college football season is our discussion. And the 1926 season would change the way football was brought to people around the country. Up till then, people from all around simply read about it in the Daily Fish Wrap the next day. There have been some infrequent experiments on the local level of radio stations broadcasting a game. The first, that was done in 1912, but was not heard by many as radio was not a mainstream way of media yet. Remember, the first commercial radio station, KDKA in Pittsburgh, did not hit the airwaves until November 2nd of 1920. KDKA did their first football broadcast in 1922 as Pittsburgh played West Virginia in a game billed as the Backyard Brawl, mainly broadcast just in the Pittsburgh local area. The local radio broadcasts of games were infrequent across the country, but the Rose Bowl game played at the end of the 1926 season expanded the ways people could get their football fix. NBC went out on a limb and broadcast a game using the voice of Graham McNamee to call the game that pitted Alabama against Stanford. The National Broadcasting Company picked the right game to start with as it provided more drama to listeners than any show they could have found on the airwaves. The final score was 77 as Alabama tainted Stanford's perfect season with that tie. This result crowned co-champions for the nation's top spot in college football in the Crimson Tide and the Cardinal. But certainly there were some big games during the 1926 season, and a lot of them had great implications. You know, the Rose Bowl was one of the top games, the Stanford versus Alabama game. You know, some of the contenders for that season were a 9-1 Notre Dame team. And, you know, many say that they probably would have been number two had there been an AP poll after the bowl season. And, you know, the Notre Dame, along with Lafayette ended up having a 9-0 record, a very good team as well. And, you know, they beat some pretty good teams along the way. Michigan sat at 7-1 and probably would have been ranked number three in an AP poll, according to TipTop25.com. But Army, you know, they ended up with a 7-1-1 record. Stanford with that 10-0-1 and Lafayette at 9-0. Those are probably the three strongest teams to say. But when Alabama, which finished 9-0-1, and Stanford 10-0-1, you know, that Rose Bowl meant quite a bit and was quite a great game indeed. We're going to be talking quite a bit about that in our month-long Rose Bowl celebration in month of December. So make sure you check that out when we get to that 1926 game. We'll have some experts on discussing that game for sure. And it is going to be a pretty good one as well. But, you know, let's take a look at how some of these conferences stacked up. Now, they are ranked by a couple different websites as far as conference. And the Western Conference, which ended up being the Big Ten eventually, that would end up being the number one conference They had pretty much 50 wins and 28 losses as a conference, two ties. Pacific Coast Conference was number two with 77 wins, 50 losses, and 25 ties. Then the Independence, the Southwest Conference, and the Southern Conference, then Missouri Valley Intercollegiate and Rocky Mountain Conferences finished up the seven conferences is how they finished up there. Now, you had some consensus All-Americans. You had Northwestern's Ralph Baker, Michigan's Benny Friedman, a great player, Minnesota's Herb Joestein. USC had Mort Kerr on the all-time All-American list. Vin Hansen of Syracuse is an end. Benny Osterbon, an end from Michigan. Notre Dame's Bud Boringer. Harry Connaughton of Georgetown. Bernie Shivey of Illinois. Bud Sprague of Army. And Frank Wickhorst of Navy were your consensus All-Americans for 1926 season. And college football was on a tear. It was the Roaring Twenties, and football of college was king. Even though there wasn't NFL existing, college was dominant in the news and what people thought about when they thought about the game of football. It was the highest level of football by fans for sure, and the most exciting game out there. So we'll come back next time in part number 59 of our Football History Rewind, and we'll talk a little bit more about the pro game of 1926 and some of the things that went on there. So till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans, this is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.